Love Osho podcast brings you the real stories of the people whose lives have been inspired and transformed by Osho. We explore why thousands of people are falling in love with Osho and where to find them. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Love Osho podcast. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. Today our guest is Swami Prem Yatri. Yatri met Osho in 1986 in Crete, and since then he has been a regular meditator and part of the Osho community in Pune, India. In 1993, Yatri began to assist Swami Devagit, Osho's personal dentist, in his hypnosis groups and fell in love with the transomatic and akashic work. Today, Yatri is part of the Oshodontics team, expanding Devagit's work. In the last 35 years, Yatri has developed a unique Kirlian energy analysis machine that captures the bioenergy via photos to understand the effects of meditation in the healing process. Hello, Yatri. Welcome to the Love Osho podcast. How are you?
Very good. Fantastic this morning. Well.
Excellent, excellent. I'm super happy to have you on the show. There are so many fascinating topics I want to discuss with you. You are an expert in Kirlian energy diagnosis, and you're also involved in the Akashic work, which is the work of Swami Devagit, who was Osho's personal dentist. Your beloved Sandeep contacted us to arrange an interview with Devagit, but unfortunately, due to technical issues, we couldn't make it happen. And as we were trying to solve the issues, Devagit got sick and then passed away. So I'm really honored that today we have the opportunity to discuss a little bit about Devagit's work. But before we get into that, I'd love to start with the beginning of your journey and how you met Osho.
That is the key question, right? Because that is the reality of Osho. I touched it by reading a book when I was in my university time. And I remember I didn't want to buy any book of guru, Indian guru. I was in a scientific approach and no, but a friend told me, this is worth. I read it. I read all the Italian book. There were 20 books, three or four times. So when I was around my 20, and then I wanted to go to Oregon, of course, was the Oregon time. It was so expensive. I could not. I was a student. But then Osho came to Greece. I took my plastic bag. I went in the airport and I reached there. There was, I met Osho. I was lucky. I was there and few people. It was 2 weeks. An amazing experience, and yes, difficult to express when you. I start to cry when I was at his presence. We were about. I was sitting under this almond tree, in this courtyard, and around 40 people were around him, and it was so. I felt like the sky was touching the earth. And that experience, something unbelievable. I knew that was happening to me. I had, my mind was not prepared for that. I was such an immediate, intense. I couldn't find myself in tears. I didn't know why I was crying. I said to myself, I told myself, you are hypnotized. You read all this book, you know, is hypnosis. And then a deep, intense longing. What is true? Is this hypnosis or because my heart was feeling so much a dimension I never touched before. It's something that I was reading. I was a Christian, you know, so I was reading this, experiencing this gospel of Jesus, this high dimension, but this was real. And it was in front of me. So, and suddenly my mind told me, yes, this is something from the sky. It's coming here available to us. And yes, and the atmosphere around Osho at that time, it has been always. You felt like lifted up. And I was not a sannyasin. I just was there, but all these people were dressing in all this pink, maroon color and red, and I was not. But I felt my heart was totally with them. And of course, because I have only one plastic bag, I have nothing to put. I just rush there like that. So I stay in my brownish clothes between these people, but feeling like that was my home. And from that point, a priority in life, I want to be in this. This is my priority in this. What is this? This atmosphere around him. I remember the day he was arrested, and then it was an experience because we went to the airport where we know the police has taken him. And we were in this Crete island, the island of Crete, and Heraklion, this small airport, and all the sannyasin went there. We dance and we sing. Yes. It is intense. I just remember now. Anyway, for me, it was an awakening of this priority. From that moment, I start to find all the money I could put together, everything, because that was a fast, I could see, it was a fast track for something that I always long for. And continue, even today. And that is, I'm thankful to existence because it supports me and it still supports me now.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And I'm always fascinated to hear how Osho impacted people's life just by a look, a glance, just by being there. First, of course, the books. And then when people sit in front of Osho, something so deep happens, and it's so difficult to talk about this in modern times because we all need to use a scientific language, we need to prove things, we need data, we need to quantify, and this is still very much in the realm of mysterious. And even when it happens to us, we think, oh, am I hypnotized? And even for me, that I never met Osho, but the impact is so big. And I found it very difficult to explain to people. But it's beautiful that in so many of the interviews, actually in all of them, this is very recurrent. This is probably the most interesting part, that everyone, the description of the first time they met Osho is incredible.
I like to say something about this because Osho spoke about that, and I was there when Osho said the new people will come, will be much more aware than you, and he addressed to us, and to, because they will come and they don't need me in the physical present because their level of consciousness is higher. Nobody believed that, and okay, but then in our work with the Vagit, we really saw this happening. I really experienced many times young people, sometimes 18, 20, coming there and clack. My God, they were so amazingly there. And then I understood the word of Osho. It's not about to be in the body, it's another reality. And this is the reality that makes the difference, yes. So you are in this.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yes, for sure.
So, well, thank you for that. And of course, you mentioned Devagit's work, but I want to, of course, give plenty of time to understand what that is. But just before that, there is another part of your work which I found fascinating, and is the Kirlian photography. Osho spoke about Kirlian photography. I remember that's how I heard about it. In some of the discourses, he mentioned that. And then I did a little bit of research, but I then kind of forgot about that. And I don't know, from the 70s to today, what happened and if there is any development. So as I mentioned in the intro, you are an expert in Kirlian energy diagnosis. And just for people who might not know, Kirlian was a Russian electrical engineer and inventor who developed this technology together with his wife. From what I gathered, Kirlian machine is like an apparatus that is able to capture the human energy around the body. So can you explain, for someone who does not know much about Kirlian and the energy in the body, what it is and how it works.
Yes, I was lucky because I met an engineer that was a top engineer of the Euratom research. He was the one, because this kind of research only, they are not happening in the university. It's happening in the European community, in the big center, and only few engineers in Europe are able. So I met one of them, and he supported me to create what was a machine that was very precise, because all the machines available now, they are like indicating, they are not very much precise. They are like done by my professional, but not highly precise engineer. I mean, I competent people. So by using this machine, that it revealed the energy, and it can reveal so many dimensions of life energy, like the quality of the energy, it connected with the quality of the blood, the lymphatic system, and there are all the organs through the meridian of the acupuncture. You can see, you can have an understanding of the individual way of working of the person, the inner balance. So, of course, at that level, at that depth, the effect of meditation is very much visible. And this was my interest, to have a machine who could really see and these changes, meaning, because my approach was scientific and the science is really measuring. And the body is the reality, the physical reality. So to be able to understand this mystery of the human body, that is a bridge between the earth and the sky, because in a certain way we are consciousness in the body, and to see how these are relating to each other, how the modification in the body support the consciousness. And now the consciousness, when it's lived, established, it reflects itself in the energy and it affects the body. So this has been my experience, and with the support of the technology, and is also a kind of bridge between East and West, because all this energy is the East tradition, the meridian of acupuncture, the Indian Ayurveda, but no technology. The technology of the West allow now this ancient East understanding to be available. There is a problem. Now, my research has reached to a point a few years before. I was invited in London to expose it to the world. But I didn't want to work for money for business people who put money in my experiment. I want to work for consciousness. And at that time, also the Vagit started to be sick. So I put completely in the last 5 years my totality in the work of the Vagit. And I stepped out of that research. At the moment in the world, the situation is a little bit stuck because of some technicality that nobody has even considered. So there is, I spoke with Korotkov, that is the number one in the world. A few years ago, by chance, I met him in a conference. And I can see he has a machine that is all work on probability. And but there, what is missing is a machine like the one I have, for example. You see the level of intoxication, like, for example, and now we are in the COVID time, okay? 5 years ago, it was already visible that the immune system, it was the weakest system of 80% of the human being that I was diagnosing. I was giving photo. And it was so much that I was only speaking in my conference about the immune system. It was a topic. And now this is exploding. It's not by accident, like that, because in the energy you see much before what happened later. Like what happened in the energy is preceding. And then the body, after a while, it manifested it in a physical form. So by having this access to the energy, we can understand how the body is working deeply and is individual. Is two people are not the same, and we understand also, we prevent something to happen. Osho said it many times, in the future, we don't need to be sick. We just, and this is what I'm doing. I take care of my energy flow, so I know before what so I don't get sick. I know my weakest point. And this is what people we should have. They should understand that weakest point and take care, because this is the point that sooner or later, when you are growing up, is going to knock at the door. And yes.
How is the machine measuring energy? Because you just said that you can see the energy and you can see the manifestation of a disease that starts from an energetic level and then goes into the body. So you can see it before it comes and you can work on that. Yes. So that you don't get sick. So is the machine detecting electrical currents or sounds of colors? You know, what does
No. It is the diagnostic machine is very simple. It's not like this kind of machine that you find in the fair or in the exposition and that tell you about the character. No, it's not that. The diagnostic machine is just taking care, is just photograph the meridians of the acupuncture point that are in the hand and in the feet, because the hand and the feet in the human body are the only two parts in our body where the energies can be detected. And this meridian are located in a precise way. For example, in the index, we have the colon, we have the intestine, we have the spine. And you can see even which, there is a certain point in the index that you can see the lower back, you can see the upper back. Because every finger, when you put in a plate, around the finger, there is a kind of sun, a radiating ring. And every quarter, every segment of this, it corresponds to a particular organs. So there is a map, basically, that is very precise. And there is quality of the energy, intensity of the energy, is the radiance. The quality can be like you are in the light of meditation, or you are crushed by toxin and by very in the stress. There is the quantity, and there is also the harmony between all the finger, meaning the structure of the body. Somebody has a big energy in the heart, somebody is in the heart, somebody has in the body level, somebody in the spine. Many structure, many people different. So it gives this indication. It comes from the feet also as well. And topography, energy topography, has been created for the first time by Boll, this German science, and has been introduced by Mandel. And Osho want Mandel to come in Pune. And because Osho really requests Mandel, I want him in Pune because his work will continue here. I was there when Mandel reached, and I remember Devagita, Gita, he was engaged in that. He got the first class ticket for him. And when Mandel came, many sannyasis start to practice his treatment, color puncture, Kirlian. And through that, Devagita learned the color puncture that allow this memory of our body to the memory of our system to be awakened, to be available for the Akashic work. So there is a connection between Mandel's historical connection and this work of the energy and the Akashic work.
Okay, perfect. So we'll get there. But for me, I still would like, if it's possible, if you don't mind me to ask, in Chinese medicine, for example, or Ayurveda, remember, they assess your health through touching the pulse, for example, and they can see if the pulse is weak or strong, and then they understand what is your weaknesses in terms of energy. The acupuncture also is based on the meridian, and I'm not 100% sure how they detect that some meridians are weak and the energy is not flowing. So how is the machine measuring energy? Is it electric current?
It's a photograph. It's
a photograph of picking up the picture that you get is based on electricity. I don't know.
Yes, like when you put your finger on a photo paper, and then is you are in a dark room, so you can see around your finger and in the feet and in the end, there is this light. It's a blue light. The second body is blue. then the second energy body is called the etheric body. And this luminous blue light, it impresses the photo. And then you put the photo through a simple developing process of chemical. And that is the most precise way till now. I create a kind of digital camera. That's what I wanted to introduce to London, in London. But the digital camera, there is some issue that is not precise yet. And this is the technicality that requires a lot of money. And I don't have them. I create with my own resources the precise photographic system. But for the camera, I need to access deeper resources. And for this, and with the digital, you can have a click. You don't need to go through this process. But it's a photo, basically.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so you said that this was the starting point for Devagit to start working with energy, and then he developed his own system. And then I think in 1993, I believe that you started helping Devagit in his work. And nowadays you are also part of the team that is carrying on the legacy of Devagit, who, just to remind, you know, unfortunately passed away. I've heard a lot about Devagit's work. He was Osho's personal dentist, as we mentioned before, and he developed this system. I think it's Akashic Experiences or Transomatic Experiences. So I'd love to understand a bit more what that means and how it works.
Yeah, we have a simple word that Devagit like, Oshodontics. Oshodontics is a perfect combination of Osho and this dentistry, because what happened is the transmission that he received from Osho. 1 month before Osho was leaving the body, he called Devagit in the night and he gave to him his understanding. And he told many times, Devagit told me many times, and he shared this, what is happening that evening, that night. It was in the middle of the night. And I was shocked because I was listening to Devagit many times speaking about that moment. And he told that when he reached, Osho was there already in this dental room. And Devagit asking, do I need to take note? And Osho said, no, you will remember Devagit. And Devagit said, okay, said. And I was surprised that Devagit, even after 20 years, he used to repeat word by word, and it is a long Akashic transmission. He put this transmission in the last chapter of his book, The First Buddha on a Dental Chair. Osho gave to Devagit this title. That is very funny. Osho, the First Buddha in a Dental Chair. And the last chapter is all the Akashic transmission of that night. And word by word, he repeated exactly the same. It was a miracle. I could not believe. I recorded it even once. I could not believe how he can remember all this. And even in the book, when he write Osho's word, he write in a cursive letter to make the difference. He said, Devagit word, Osho's word. And he was so beautifully clear about that. Yes, in that night, Osho gave him the understanding about the teeth, how they are the most crystallized part of the cell of our body. The teeth become like crystal as we grow, like more less bony, more like crystallized. And they have an amazing behavior in the biological way. And for this crystallization, they are the part of us that can record the longest memory. And Devagit explained, took a long time in that night. And I mean, everybody who can read the book is available, so you can buy it. And also asked him to write more book for people to have an understanding how it is to be in the presence of the master close. Because Osho used to say, I come into the Buddha hall, but 1,000 people see me. But this is one experience. But very few people have the experience to be close to me. And he said, Devagit, you will write this book that will allow people to have this feeling, this experience. So one book has been printed, but he brought three more books. They are not printed because publishers are not ready. They expose a lot of facts that are quite exposing for the US government. And so at the moment, no publisher was ready to do it. But they're still available if somebody wants to publish them. And yes, and that was the origin of this name, Oshodontics, like the teeth. And the Akashic is the memory of the sky, like the Akasha is the sky in Sanskrit. And all the memory of existence are recorded, registered, and available if there is a certain level of consciousness that can match and can go there. So in our process, this is what we do.
Okay, so it's quite a lot to take on board. And I mean, obviously it's fascinating to hear how Devagit received this information directly from Osho. And maybe if you can tell a little bit more how you are carrying on this work, you know, what does it entail and how it can help people on a practical level? And how does it work, a session of Oshodontic?
Yes, Oshodontics is a huge work, actually. And I don't, like, we are a team of 8 people now in this moment that in the last, we continue. And hundreds of people has come and everybody has received according to whatever they wanted. You know, it's a big work. Like, I like to say that Devagit managed to complete this Akashic transmission, giving us 17 processes. And he said one time in an email, in a personal email, I completed now. These are the processes that can allow to have a taste, a feeling of that experience. And so many people has gone, somebody has done 3 processes, sometimes 7, somebody 10, you know, like, this group of the Akashic team, we are still in this process. And this year, we'll do the last process. This year, we will meet again in Greece. And this process take about 2 weeks minimum, 1 month with meditation. And it's a full experience, like it's the work that used to happen in the mystery school in the past, basically, where meditation and hypnosis, the transomatic trance is a kind of hypnosis, conscious hypnosis. Hypnosis, you go to sleep, but in the transomatic, as you are going to fall asleep in the body is like sleeping, you have been given instruction to become more and more aware. So this combination of total relaxation and at the same time, bright awareness, opened the door for deep dimension to come. And they come in full consciousness. So it's a conscious work. There is the healing part, that is the transomatic. We work with past life, birth, childhood trauma, cosmonautic balance, female and male. Dream dialogue, we let the dream speak, and this is amazing work also. We go in the bardo, in the between life, and also the chakra, of course, chakra somatic, we work with the chakra, the blockage in them. This is the healing part, and it's only the preparation for the Akashic work that is the work of consciousness. And I remember myself when Devagit was speaking about the transmission, said, is about moving beyond biology, the biological gravitation. I understand him at the time. I said, what is that? You know, it doesn't make sense for me. I said, why I need to go beyond the biology and all this? Who cares, you know? But then he never gets to me, yes, come, Yatri, you experience because you like to meditate. You will understand later. I understood it now. It's essential, basically. Because we are so rooted in the body, in this physical body, and we have only one body experience, our body, human. So when we move to even other body experience, like animal, plant, rocks, experience consciousness in all dimension and form, even in the ray of light, in the cloud, when we have an experience to be in the cloud and you describe things that you even never know before, you become aware, like, of consciousness as a tangible as a living element, because you're not the body. You're not. So this recognition of consciousness as a reality, not as an idea. Let's say before the Akashic, for me, consciousness was a word that empty, beautiful, but I could not understand it. Now through this work, it become more accessible. I know what it means. And when Osho speak about level of consciousness, I have a little grasp and I know what it means. Yes, so this is all the Akashic work. And there are 7 Akashic. You do it, every Akashic take 1 month. There is 8 process of octave where, yes, the same experiences is done in a different way, 2 weeks time each. And there is the Oaths of Transcendence and the rebirthing child process where you go in the womb and you experience every 3 months from the conception to the birth, all the karmic, how they come into the body. So yes, it's a big work. And I'm happy that we are 8 people, that we can bring it together and to keep it to that height. Because this work is difficult to keep it to that height of clarity. This is why I meditate every day. And I really put my energy into it.
Wonderful. So these 8 people, you guys, are you kind of working together to form the structure of the training of keeping the work that then you want to transmit to regular people like me and say, hey, Yadra, I'd like a session of this or a taste of this work. Is that correct?
Yes, we are meeting every week. Every Monday we meet for 1, 2, 3 hours sometime. And at the moment we create a website and we speak about practicality, but also I like to say that the work is already done. It's completed. It's what I like to say, that Devagiti, he was still in the discovery journey. He was discovering more, but he said for the transmission, this is complete. You have these processes. The instruction has been given. We know how to do them. We are involved in training people. So they can be able to give it, so the process can continue in the future, and people can also receive it. So simply, because first you need to receive it, of course. Once you receive it, you are entitled to learn it and to give it. It requires patience, it requires, but it's coming. When people who come in touch with this work, I mean, they can feel the difference and they like to continue as much as they can. Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. And when you were talking before, I think you mentioned that this work is going beyond biology, that what Devagit was suggesting to you and you couldn't understand it in the beginning. And I feel like now at this time and age, we are at the body level. We are in the biology and physiology. There is so much attention. There is, you know, all these biohackers, all this neuroscience research. Whenever they talk about meditation and research and data and science, it's only looking what happens in the body. So it's tracking, because the technology now allows to see what happens in the brain, what happens in all of the bodily functions. And it's like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And it is interesting, but it's limited to the body, and all the dimensions that come after that are still unknown. And it seems like that's exactly the realm of the work you're doing. And that's really fascinating. Pioneering, for sure. It's very pioneering.
It's not, it's important, like the approach of Osho. The body is the ground. It's support, because as the scientific is beautiful, like if the body is the matter, like in, and to explore the body, to go deep in the body, allows us to unfold what is not of the body. Because in order to go to the body, to the depth, we need consciousness. And as you go deeper and deeper, automatically, wow, but I'm using the consciousness. What is this? So it becomes so obvious at a certain moment. And this is about totality and intensity. There is no division. There, like, is one phenomenon. And this is the approach of Osho, that it is really much expressed in our work. Science out, science in, one science, 2 aspects. We are like this division that we carry now, the scientific. It's because the whole religion has polluted, has given us so much rubbish, so much junk that has destroy the beauty of both dimensions. So people don't know what is real, basically, now. And the reality is that there is no division, it's like one entirety.
Yes, that's very beautifully put. I'd love to hear a little bit about Devagita as a person. I don't know if I imagine you spent time with him. And as we are talking about his work, I feel like it would be nice to give him some energy and talk about him. So I don't know if there is anything you would like to share about him, of his work, or how it was for you to be with him.
And he has his unique quality of devotion to Osho. He was totally like one with Osho. And when he was in the group room, when he was with us, we could feel the presence of Osho. He was speaking, and he was really expressing the vision of Osho. He told me once, I go to bed and my last thought is, I want to be a vessel. I want to be available for Osho to come. Such a totality. And so that was the devotion and the clarity. He was detailed, minute. He was as a dentist. So he learned to be precise and effective. It was not, what was bullshit was bullshit. He didn't want it. In his group, there was always this sincerity, honesty. You could not cheat. You could not like make it up. It was really confronted to the point immediately. There was no space. So, and the sense of humor. He was keeping the energy light. He also spoke about him many times for his devotion, but also for the sense of humor. So we enjoy very much. I enjoy much because he was keeping, even he was finished when I was helping him in Pune. He was always finished his presentation with the jokes. He really have this beautiful sense. Yes. And he has been in many lives through this. When he discovered after Osho gave him transmission, said, why me, you know? In the beginning, even in Oregon, he was put in charge of the RIMU, what was there, the multiversity, all the therapists. And he was the one in charge in the end. And he said, Osho put me in this position because he's very compassionate to me. Because he felt like he was the last, you know. He was so humble. The humbleness is another quality of him. He was really sincere and humble. And because for me, he's a friend, basically. I share with him moment to moment. And since 93, I was with him. In 2006, in the last 15 years, like 7-8 months of life, we were always together. So this kind of emotional state, it make me lose the track, I tell you. Now I give back the word to you, so you bring me back, please.
Well, I'm also a little bit touched, and I got lost myself. And I just remember the last thing you said is, Devagita is a friend. So you spoke about him in the present tense, and I think this is very beautiful. It's a living presence. So Yatri, we are heading towards the end, and it's been really beautiful, and thanks for sharing this love and energy for Devagita, your friend Devagita. Is there anything else you would like to add before I ask you three final questions? Anything that perhaps I didn't ask?
Yeah, there is. This work is amazing. It's big, and it has many gifts for the seeker, for the sannyasin. Has been because Devagita has prepared this work from after Osho left the body for many years. Many sannyasi doesn't know this work. He kept this work, and then he confined it, like he was opening, but I was lucky that I was, because I was meditating and I was in touch with him in Pune, I was lucky to enter. And I like that this work can become available for more and more, especially sannyasi, but everybody who want to meditate, because it changed the quality of meditation. And the end of this work is to allow meditation to go to the depth where authentic transformation can happen. And this is what Osho gave this to the Devagita. He said, I come and I see 1,000 people try to meditate. He said, Osho to the Devagita, this is what I received from the Devagita. He said, but I see only one in 1,000 is meditating. And he told the Devagita, unless we create a system, a way that can support the people to go deep, and this they need to have an experience beyond biology. Because the pull of biology is so strong that even if they want to meditate, it's too much. So, and he said, you will create a way, Devagita, for this to happen. And this is what Devagita didn't believe in the time, because he said, me? But he has done a miracle. I was doubtful all the way. I remember and said, come on, Devagita, you cannot make it happen. You need 40 people. How you can find these people? It takes 1 month to prepare. It's not possible. And I really felt he has this yes to Osho, that this yes was so total that he moved in all the difficulty and he managed. He did it.
Wow, so beautiful. And you said something very important there when you said that biology is such a strong pull that moves away from meditation. And I feel this contrast in me. And even though now, thankfully, I meditated for many years and my lifestyle has changed in such a way that I managed to meditate regularly, but I do feel this very strong pull that is going away from the meditation. It's pulling you back to the gravity. It's the force of gravity. Even though sometimes I feel like, yeah, I just want to meditate in my life, but ultimately, no, it's not true, you know?
Yes. We need to have a way to go so deep in the biology. And this Akashic, it brings you so deep that even sex, it doesn't bring that deep. Sex is touching nowhere the soul. But this work, it brings even to the cell, to the core. So by going that deep, by exploring fully, and this is the beauty of the non-duality approach of Osho, by really fully exploring, you discover the light of consciousness. And then is when you have the gold, automatically are not more interested in the copper. It's not a choice. It's simply a fact. You know, it doesn't take any effort. It happened to me. Is no effort, and that I know I never like to repress anything. I tell you, I really totally for all the biology, and this is why I didn't understand. But that I experienced this miracle is possible, and it has a gift, yes, for us.
Very beautiful, very inspirational. So, Yatri, I have three final questions. The first one is, what is, in your view, Osho's greatest contribution to the world?
It has so many contributions. For me, I would say in this moment to bring the reality of awareness and consciousness as the ultimate. So it's beyond all kind of duality that of the past, good, bad, evil, God, all the duality. This is the Buddha message that I feel Osho is bringing in more available to us in a broader way, consciousness and freedom, of course. The freedom of consciousness is you can be free if you are conscious. If you're not conscious, you cannot be free.
Okay, thank you. So the second question is, what is the most beautiful gift you personally received from Osho?
The moment I saw him, the gift of the transcendental, that is a reality. It's not an imagination, it's not a dream, it's not a mind stuff. It's a reality that is even deeper than what we call reality. And then through the Devagita, it was like, for me, the Devagita were the end of Osho, coming to me and tell me, okay, come. I let you experience now what you want. So the work of the Devagita brought this possibility. These are the gifts.
Beautiful. So the last question is, you leave the Osho.
I forgot. Hmm? Osho commune. My God, the living together. That was also the gift that I received. I live in the commune for 12 years. And that is the new world, like the paradise on earth. What we make a prototype of the paradise, and this I live. And this is another gift that Osho gives to us. It's possible to live in this way, in this humanity. And we experience, we have the taste.
Yes, and that's so beautiful. And that's something that is gone now, but you guys, at the moment, but you guys definitely had a taste of that and you are transmitting it. So it's beautiful. So the last question is, you met Osho in the body, you experienced his message when he was alive. Now, obviously, he's still alive spiritually, but he's no more in the body. What does it mean for you to be with Osho today?
I never thought about that. For me, it never changed. In a way, I was with Osho, but I was not living in his house. So Osho was coming in the discourse, you know. Okay, in Crete, he was in front of me, but it was not my mother, my father. It was not a dead contact. So I was always related to Osho as the reality of meditation for me. So it's never changed. And now it's the same. No, I don't feel difference. Actually, now it's more channel. When Osho left the body, I went back there in Pune. I stayed 3 years in Samadhi, working every day from 90 to 93. That was my priority. And from that, it continued. When I meditate, I'm with Osho, of course. What else you can be? Osho is this level of consciousness. So is the reality of this, what we're speaking about. Yes.
Wow. So, so, so beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Yatri. So that's the end of our chat. I loved connecting with you, getting to know you, and also hearing all the beautiful, interesting information about Kirlian technology and Kirlian methodology and how you work with the energy diagnosis. And of course, it was very beautiful to talk about Devagit and Devagit's work and the legacy of his work that you are carrying on. And it's so deep and so important, so futuristic. It's so ahead of the time, but I'm sure that many people already today are benefiting and will benefit more and more as you carry on your work. So thanks for sharing everything in this interview in the Rovosho podcast, and send you lots of love.
Thank you. You too, for your work, your dedication.
Pleasure. It's our pleasure. Thank you, my friend. Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and leave a review. Visit loveosho.com for more episodes, blogs, or to connect with us.